dressed for a date with destiny, Seng Tirri arrives outside Phnom Penh's municipal court. The human rights activist and lawyer is wearing the dress she wore to the opera with the number 9 inked on her arm, the date when Cambodia's opposition leader was due to return from exile.
And they took this image from my Facebook and they said that this is evidence that I have committed treason, that I have committed incitement to social disorder.
But the opposition leader Sam Rainsy never returned. Instead, 130 government critics were arrested and now face 12 years in prison. Head shaved, ready for jail, she tells us she's not afraid. She survived a Khmer Rouge prison camp as a child, and she sees disturbing similarities today.
Without exaggeration, Cambodia currently is a prison without walls, the same way that during the Khmer Rouge years, Cambodia was a prison. All of it was a prison without walls.
Current Prime Minister Hun Sen served as a commander in the Khmer Rouge military leadership in the 1970s. He defected to Vietnam before that country invaded Cambodia in 1979, overthrowing the Khmer Rouge and installing a puppet government that Hun Sen led in 1985. He's been in power ever since, in what many fear is now a one-party state.
And it's not just the political opposition who are being shut down. The government's being increasingly strict on workers who are trying to protest their conditions, arresting and closing them down with the security services.
The demonstrations have attracted international attention, but United Nations observers are bustled out of the area by the police. Behind the cover of a bus, the protesters are put on board and taken out of the area. They face detention and fines for what the government says are violations against COVID-19 measures. Their cries ignored as journalists are hustled out of the way. And the only major opposition leader who hasn't fled into exile is also under the threat of jail.
Normally everyone knows what the Cambodian court is like. I do not need to comment, but it depends on the repressive atmosphere. If the political environment works well, I believe the court will make a good decision.
As he heads to court, also charged with treason, that might be optimistic. With his party banned, his colleagues exiled, and hundreds of his supporters jailed, defiance looks like a lonely stand. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Phnom Penh.